There was obviously a lot of emotion straight after the Brighton game. How have you managed to process that over the last couple of weeks?
It has been a process. It was emotion in many ways, I think, because, and even watching the game back with the team, with feedback, we felt that we performed in some parts of the game, some really good play, both defensively and with the ball. So I think that was probably part of the frustration, is actually a lot of what we've done was still happening, but the ultimately, there was a few moments, and they were set play moments that we normally pride ourselves on that let us down. So that was probably the toughest thing to get round, was sometimes when we even do things quite well, it's go not going our way. So first off, it takes a bit of time, it takes a bit of honesty, and we've done that. And luckily, we had time with last week not having a game as well. So we've put that one behind us, and we have to look to the next few games and make sure that we continue, A, with performances, because that's the only way we'll get anything out of the games. So that was how we're attacking it from this point onwards.
Yeah, I think the end of the game flattered the scoreline, but what do you do for the remainder of the season to prevent a heavy defeat like that again from happening?
I think the biggest thing, there isn't a huge change. We are doing things well, we are doing things right. So if we just suddenly teared it all up and went doing something else, it wouldn't fit us, it wouldn't suit us, it's not our identity. So there isn't a huge change. We just know that we have to do things better. We don't have to go and change the rule book that we play by. We just need to make sure that we are focused, and that still recognizing that every moment of the game can hurt us.
And how much of you thinks team changes are necessary, or how much of you thinks, right, let's give them another opportunity to put right the wrongs?
I think, to be honest, we don't have the ability right now within the squad to be able to make lots of team changes, if that was the answer. So I don't think we've got the wrong players on the pitch. I think we just need to make sure that we are doing things better. But ultimately, we are having a bit of an injury crisis. We've had some long-term injuries out that were key players for us. And unfortunately, that continues. Not, you'll probably ask me in a bit, but Naomi Lazelle is still injured, and she's big for us this year. So there's one in that line. Obviously, Rachel Furniss being out, Satara Murray and Abby Harrison missing out. I think there's some key elements of our squad that we haven't seen, that that doesn't allow the big change up that perhaps at times we could look to. So for us, it's about having confidence in what we've got on the pitch, and knowing that the players that can finish the game can also add to that. And it is absolutely not a cliche, but a team game, and that's not just the 11 on the pitch. So it doesn't matter the 11 that start, the 11 that finish, and the players that don't play have to be all in everything we do. And I believe that they are. That's not something I'm worried about. It's just we are a young squad, and we are still learning, and it's late in the season, and unfortunately, we're still learning.
And how do you assess the challenge of that 6-point gap now at the bottom of the table and taking on the teams above you and trying to make that gap smaller?
I mean, it's probably part of the frustration of the last few games. They were the teams in and around us that we've not been able to close that gap with. The teams that are in the top half of the table, or even the top four that we're coming up against, or top five, realistically, we're already beaten by them, by everybody else. So removing the pressure of have must-win games, I hope, will give us another set of confidence to be able to go into games not expecting, or not all out expecting that this is a game that must be a win. It's we've probably We're already on the underdog side of things. So what else can happen that's worse than that? So hopefully that gives us the confidence to play with no fear, have a go, and ultimately reduce that gap. That is going to be the aim, whether it's this week, in a month's time. The aim is to get to claw some points into our team.
And there are plenty of people wanting to talk to you. So my final question, just on the challenge of Manchester United, it's a big game for them as they look to close the gap on those European places.
Yeah, the pressure's that way around, if anything. We have to be the team that everyone beats, and that's been the case for the whole season. So nobody wants to lose any points to us because that doesn't look good on them. So I'm happy to put that pressure on as much as needed. You have to beat us to have some credibility, but also you beat us to get into the top places that they need. So hopefully the pressure's flipped round this week, and that serves us well.
Good
But
luck. Thank you
ultimately.
for.
Our game is about making sure that we are defensively solid, and that has to be the start. We've been working on it. We're talking about it a lot. It's still the case.
Thank you, Laura.
Cheers.
Hi, Lauren. Elena from PA.
Hello.
Hi. In terms of, you say you've been working a lot on the defense, so has it therefore been in some ways a good thing, do you think, to have 2 weeks without a game? Has that allowed you to do lots of work on the training ground?
Yeah, we've had a lot of time with the players, which has been great. On the bad side of that, we've actually had a few illnesses in the camp, so that's actually taken a session away from us. We've had to send a few people home because it started to spread. Obviously, you want to stop that before it rolls into the weekend. So I think we made a good decision with that. So we did lose a day, but it allowed us to work really closely with the players that weren't ill, and we. Worked on set plays. We worked on defending set plays, and we for sure made sure that we worked both ways. So we managed to push hard, get lots of time on the grass, and then equally have a little bit of time to ourselves. We had Sunday off, which was a surprise Sunday off. So hopefully everyone came back feeling refreshed, although with a cold.
So is that illness, is that going to affect anybody for this weekend, or is everyone all right now?
Everyone's back in training today with the illness, so that's a good sign. So I'm very pleased about that. So hopefully
And
not.
in terms of your injuries, are you likely to have anybody back this weekend, or are you going to be selecting from the same squad?
The good news is Abby Harrison should be in and around the squad this weekend. She's trained with the team now for the last couple of weeks, so pleased to say that she will be travelling with the squad. What that looks like is still to be decided. On the bad side of things, we're waiting on a scan result for Carrie Jones, who got a knock in training yesterday. So she picked up an injury, so that's one to keep eyes on before the end of the week. So we're not sure whether she'll be included or not. So yeah, as you get one back.
Yeah. And have you kind of looked at a video or anything of your last game against Manchester United? Because obviously I guess you can maybe take a bit of confidence from that one and how close the score was.
Yeah, and that's one of the foundations really of the games against the top four, top five teams, is that we must prevent them for as long as possible to allow us time to get into the game. Hopefully we have a good game without the ball. Stop chances and actually frustrate them, and that's what we did before. So yeah, we've looked back at it. We've used that in part of our game plan and delivered to the players. So hopefully they'll be reminded of the confidence we got from that game at the start of the season and use that this weekend.
Great, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Hi Lauren, it's Charlotte Harper here from The Athletic. Appreciate this is the first time I'm talking to you, but it was a big story last week in the WSL that a manager has just been suspended for allegedly having a relationship with a player. We're asking all sorts of Lots of WSL managers today, Jonas Eidevall and Carla Ward have spoken on it this morning as well. I wanted to ask your view on what is your view on relationships between coaches and players, and is it a big issue in the women's game?
My view is that there's no grey area. It's unacceptable, and it shouldn't happen. I believe it's a sackable offence. So, and I think that goes not just from a head coach position. It's a position of power within the staff and team, with your players. So, I think that's absolutely how I feel about it. Is it a problem within the women's game? I think the fact that we're having the conversation shows that it is an issue and something that needs to be looked at, dealt with, sooner rather than later. We've seen other instances across the world where things get ignored, pushed under the carpet. I believe it's not time for that. It's time for action and consequences.
Are you aware of it's written in Bristol's club contract? And if it's not, do you think that should be written in clubs' contracts across the WSL and the Championship?
There's different contracts throughout the staffing and group between it, but yes, I think it's a sackable offence, and that's very clear. I think it goes against the values of safeguarding, so that's written in there for sure. So you can apply probably a couple of your contractual rules to something that goes against the values of the club, safeguarding and player safety. So I don't think you need the words in there if it does actually go against the rules of your contract.
And you know, some clubs, the Championship is a hybrid model, so you have some professional outfits, non-professional outfits, and going further down the field, you know, not every club is professional. Does that make a difference regarding player and coach relationships?
Not for me. I think that's still a position of power. I don't know for definite, but it's not like we're talking about amateur clubs here. The Championship is although it's not fully professional in terms of some of the teams, I'm pretty sure they all get paid. So it's not amateur, but there's still a position of power between coaches and players. And for me, like I said before, there's no grey area.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
Hi, Lauren. Just kind of going off the back of what Charlotte was asking there. Obviously, you said it needs looking at sooner rather than later. Do you think clubs themselves need to do more, or how sort of high up do you think it needs to go for action to be taken?
Yeah, clubs should be responsible for what goes on in within their clubs. So their staffing structure and players and coaches are part of that staff. And we've seen in the past that if clubs don't know how to or can't, then support from the FA, the governing body, the LMA, the PFA, I think, you know, it's important that everybody has a voice, but ultimately, as long as the right thing happens at the end. If clubs don't know what to do, then they need to ask for help.
Thank you. So I'd
That's
like to
okay.
ask on that. Thank you. Hi, Lauren. I just wanted to ask a bit about the players and how much they relish playing big games like this. I know every game right now is important, of course, but when you're coming up against Manchester United and you know they've got some really good front line that they're going to have to defend against, I guess, how much do they relish those kind of matches?
Every game that we've come into recently, regardless of where the opposition lie in the table, are huge opportunities for us to be better than what we've done in the past. When we come against the big teams, I think what falls in our favour to relish these opportunities is, firstly, we did really well against them in the first half of the season. Yes, there wasn't a point attached to it for us, but we felt that we came out of it with confidence, with performance outcomes. We were frustrated and, you know, we're quite proud coming off the pitch, although that there was a loss. So I think there's those moments that the team are looking towards to get that confidence again. So if we get a moment like that, if we get a feeling of a performance where we feel like we've been resulted for our efforts, I think that's the challenge, and that's the bit that everyone looks forward to. We still want points, we still want to close the gap, we still want to have a great escape. Ultimately, that goes down to every single game. And Man United, we know that last time we frustrated them, and that's the confidence. So yes, the challenge this weekend is one that I'm sure that all the players are looking forward to, and you know, hoping that we can come out of it with confidence, with performance outcomes.
And what about you as a manager? How much do you enjoy challenging yourself tactically when you come up against these big teams?
Yeah, I think that's something that we really, really enjoy, you know, in terms of what changes within the game. And I think we've shown in some games how we can adjust to deal with different problems. I think it becomes more difficult for us to be flexible with less op options from the squad point of view, which is frustrating because you want to play to your own strengths just as equally as push on opposition weaknesses. So we have to balance for this weekend the squad, what we've got, our strengths, and which are the key areas for us to pick out against Man United. But yeah, I've loved coaching in this league, and I love it at the moment, and I love every game that we go into because every game has a different strength and every player has one as well. And when I see our players stepping up and working hard and doing what we've asked and maybe nullifying a problem, that makes me super proud.
And just finally, I know you're obviously trying to chip away at West Ham above you. Do you keep an eye on their score when you're in game? I believe they're playing at the same time. Is it, or do you just ignore it? Is it difficult to not kind of focus on that?
Yeah, not in game. I've never done that across any of the games we've been in across any of the leagues. So I think you can only control yourself. Their result is going to happen regardless. It's something I never have my phone near me in a game anyway, so I'd never know it personally, and I don't get my phone till probably about 45 minutes after most games. So when I speak to you guys after the game, you're the ones that tell me most of the news. So no, I can only focus on us, and that's how we go about things. So and that's how it'll be again.
Brilliant. Well, thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Hi, Lauren. My internet's very bad, so I apologise in advance if you've answered any of these questions before. But you mentioned Carrie Jones picking up a knock. What kind of knock is it?
She blocked a shot on her ankle. So she's having a scan of her ankle. Well, she had it last night, so just waiting on the results of that. So and how long the impact of that will take her out of it. It could be a day, could be a week, hopefully not any longer. So yeah, we're not sure just yet, but it was very innocuous in training.
We talked after the Brighton game about possibly from now on having a sort of all guns blazing attitude. You attempted to sort of just go for it. Has that temptation grown over the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's grown. It's still the same for us. We'll attack every team the best possible way. We want to stay in the game for as long as we can, so that we can change things up for the better. Yes, there may be times that we have to look at different options, but again, I think it goes down to squad availability. Because if we want to go and change to be an all-out pressing, gung-ho team, we need to make sure that there's a bench ready to replace when the tank is empty to maintain it if it's successful. And right now, that's probably not where we're at. So there'll be moments that we choose to approach the game differently, and that'll be key, hopefully, to some success over the next few weeks.
One final one for me, just on the goalkeeping situations. Obviously, Olivia Clark played last game. Is that number one position quite a fluid one for you? Is it still up for grabs in every game that you go into?
Yeah, it actually is. It's probably the most competitive position on the pitch. If I'm honest, it's a difficult conversation. It's probably the one that lasts all week long, between the staff trying to figure out the best for that game. Olivia obviously had some great training weeks, a great camp with Wales, got that shirt. Unfortunately, running into this game, she has also picked up a bit of an injury, so her availability will be questionable this weekend again. So we've got A, competition in that unit, and B, at least this time, if there is an injury, we've got some options, and that is different to the start of the season where we found ourselves in a bit of trouble when this happens. So hopefully she is available for selection. If she's not, I know that both Shay and Fran are ready, and chomping at the bit to get on that pitch.
Thank you, Lauren. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Hi, Lauren. Hope you're well. I just want to ask, obviously, a lot of your games are against teams who have, a lot to play for. It's that funny time of the season where kind of some of the teams at the bottom can get results against teams at the top. I suppose how much kind of emphasis has there been on the fact that, you know, there's pressure on everybody and it's not just yourselves, you know, obviously fighting at the bottom.
The focus is only ever on us. You know, we can't impact what other teams do and don't do with that pressure. So, yes, we know that there's opportunities, but ultimately we're only really looking at what we can do, what's within our realms of control, and that's our performance. So, it is a funny part of the season because you've got teams that are playing for nothing, you've got teams that are fighting for their lives, and you've got teams that want to get in a Champions League position. So, I think each team will look at different games and different pressure in ways. All we can do is accept our pressure and turn it into a positive.
I just want to ask you about Brooke Aspyn, obviously her first season as a Super League footballer. You know, how do you feel she's kind of developed, and you know, what kind of things do you think have kind of contributed to making her kind of a stronger and bigger and better player in the long term?
When we look at player development, and that's a huge part of Bristol City's identity and values, and you look at the likes of Brooke, Naomi as well in that back line, the experience and exposure of playing against top centre forwards has been invaluable. At the age that they're at, the success that they can get from it, and I think when we look at Brooke in particular. You know, it's frustrating for her that she had a few games out because of injury. Because now she's back fit again, perhaps had a bit of a rusty game, first one in, and then last week we saw Brooke back at her best. And that's just a new ceiling. So I believe that she'll continue to learn from each game, grow against each centre forward that she comes up against, and hopefully continue to push all the ceilings that she has been doing, you know. For the 3 years that we've been here doing this, and yeah, I think it's invaluable to the rest of their careers from this point is learning from these moments. I think when she come up against Bunny Shaw, and then when you look at how she and Nye as well defended against Van der Sanden at Liverpool, there's some really key moments. There's different threats, and they have to manage these to be top international players one day, and also top players within the league.
That's brilliant. Thanks, Lauren. Best of luck for the weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Lauren. So Naomi Lazelle, if I can just touch on that, I know she's not playing on Sunday, but how long is she out for?
We're looking at 4 weeks,
Okay.
approximately. So she is out for a short amount of time. We
Okay.
hopefully see her this season again, but it won't be in imminently.
Because I was wondering, because she had that, you know, pretty amazing experience with the Lionesses, being able to train with the senior squad, and then she's had the injury. Have you had a chance to kind of talk to her about the positive side of that camp?
Yeah, we spoke the first day she got back, you know, and I was messaging her while she was on camp as well, but just, you know, supporting her through the fact that it was an amazing opportunity and she was so excited. So, you know, I'm very proud of her, and she's very level-headed in the fact that she will have taken every opportunity during that to learn. For the next time it comes around, she's astute in that way. She works hard, she focuses, and yeah, if anything, it's so good, isn't it? But off the back of it, the injury is the frustration part. So actually we've had to marry up both things when we talk about it, because you know it's unlikely that the next window will have an opportunity like that. So the opportunity might be in a year's time. So that's one of the things you've got to keep your feet on the floor and keep working hard for, because when it comes, it's due, but there could be a long time between them.
Yeah, well, hopefully not too long.
No,
I've
but
got
I think
one.
Niobe is an incredible athlete, and her rate of development this season has been probably the most impressive that we've had, and we will hugely miss her this weekend, just like we did just before. So you know, she's worked hard over 3 years as well as doing A level. So I know that there's a very, very, very bright future for Nye.
Brilliant. I just have one more question. Have you seen Copa 71, the film?
No, but we were talking about it in the office actually. It's definitely one to watch. Yeah, one of our staff brought it up and said that it was amazing. So I will watch it and come back to you on that.
Okay, brilliant. Let's talk about it next time. It's on at the
Okay.
watershed, just so you know.
That's it.
Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much.